I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Market sentiment is high while analysts worry of recession. Microsoft was breached and gives details. And Okta clarifies and manages to be less clear. This is the Business of Tech. So let's make some sense of some more market data, and I'll start with the sentiment-based surveys. Wingman Marketing, sponsored by Zomentum, released their 2022 MSP Growth Survey. For 2022, the percentage of MSPs expecting revenue growth to come primarily from net new business jumped to 62%. 77% of MSPs said their current workload is at or over capacity. 45% of MSPs said their sales pipelines would sustain the company for 6 months or longer. However, more than half said their pipelines would support them for less than 6 months. In a study by Hornet Security, 93% of IT professionals said their organization is adopting a hybrid of cloud and on-premises solutions or migrating fully to the cloud within 5 years. One half of respondents at 51% said they would be mostly in the cloud in 5 years, with one or two workloads remaining on-premises. 28% said they would remain mostly on-premises with a workload or two in the cloud. Approximately 29% of respondents said they use hybrid cloud solutions as a stepping stone to a full cloud environment. However, 2 in 3 at 67% see hybrid as a final destination for their infrastructure due to workloads that must remain on premises. Of course, it's not easy. Enterprise Strategy Group's survey found that 71% of organizations now rely on three or more cloud infrastructure providers. A full 84% of survey respondents also noted that tracking costs and cloud cost allocation are burdensome and time-consuming, with 61% admitting they lack sufficient visibility into which teams own cloud resources. Overall, nearly two-thirds of respondents report that the adoption of public clouds has made it more challenging to achieve observability, with almost half of all respondents saying they now consider providing real-time insights into application and infrastructure environments to be a top priority. IDC says AI spending will double by 2025. Gartner, meanwhile, says edge technologies will grow 75% in 2022. This, after 5G was the largest investment in 2021, followed by IoT and edge technologies. And that same study says more than half of companies say their board of directors is now among key decision makers guiding investments in emerging technology. And in a forward-looking indicator, the yield gap on 2-year and 10-year treasury bonds are in danger of slipping below yields on short-term bonds, a relatively rare occurrence known as an inversion. Inverted yield curves can reflect a rising risk of economic recession. Analysts and investors closely watch for this early warning sign. The yield on the 10-year note is now only about a quarter percentage point higher than the 2-year note, with many analysts expecting to see the 10-year fall below the 2-year sometime soon, which is the inversion. Why do we care? Surveys are helpful to get something of a feeling of just recently. So, just recently, MSPs are overworked and most have less than 6 months of the sales pipeline. IT pros think the cloud is within 5 years, but it's hard to track costs around the cloud and observe behavior. And the analysts predict edge technologies, which makes sense linking to what was built in both cloud and 5G. This is why I then couple all of that with the indicator of a possible recession, as I want to be realistic about the conditions. There's opportunity for sure, particularly those leaning into services around cloud and enabling workers. Short sales pipes and a possible upcoming recession are worrisome, so be cautious of any who claim the market is fantastic, and instead practice smart fundamentals. A follow-up to yesterday in Microsoft. The company has confirmed that the group, which it calls Dev0537, compromised a single account and stole parts of source code for some of its products. A blog post on its security site says Microsoft investigators have been tracking the Lapsus group for weeks and details some of their methods to compromise victim systems. Microsoft maintains that the leaked code is not severe enough to cause an elevation of risk and that its response teams shut down the hackers mid-operation. As a reminder, Microsoft claimed attackers would access source code after the SolarWinds hack. Why do we care? Everyone's going to get hit, even Microsoft. Frankly, I think they're on their game, and I have no reason to distrust them here besides general sentiments of zero trust, worthy of tracking the hit, and particularly following Lapsus. And a follow-up to the Okta story. The company clarified in a new blog post that about 2.5% of customers have, quote, potentially been impacted or whose data may have been viewed or acted upon. We have identified those customers and are contacting them directly, end quote. The company claims that the service was not breached and that the, quote, potential impact to Okta customers is limited to the access that support engineers have. These engineers are unable to create or delete users or download customer databases. Support engineers do have access to limited data, for example, Jira tickets and lists of users that were seen in the screenshots. Support engineers are also able to facilitate the resetting of passwords and multi-factor authentication factors for users, but are unable to obtain those passwords. End quote. Why do we care? As opposed to Microsoft, this leaves some pretty open concerns, particularly about the resetting of passwords and multi-factor authentication. That feels like potential game over for blocking customer access. Note that's my opinion and not necessarily evidence. But 5 days of access to a support engineer's laptop, which was noted, is the concern. The statement noted a, quote, unsuccessful attempt to compromise the account of a customer support engineer, end quote. It's a bit of a mixed message, and thus my takeaway. Transparency helps. Knowing what happened allows everyone down the supply chain to understand their own risks. My criticism is that this is causing more confusion, not less. Crisis Management 101. Be clear with your communications. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focus on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources. There's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella. Learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. A little long today with the two follow-ups, but they felt important. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.